You want me to just talk?
Today's practice, yeah.
Okay. Today's practice, we had a great meeting time this morning and a lot of walkthrough after the couple tutor days we had on Monday and Wednesday. It's just been a lot of film, a lot of meeting, and today we were able to slow it down a little bit this morning and really spend some time teaching, you know, because when you have those five practices in 3 days, a lot of film work to go over and review and watch and correct. So it gave us a chance to do a lot of that today. And then, you know, we've really been working a lot of this fastball stuff. We know Oklahoma's going to line up and they're going to go fast on us, and working a lot of our tempo stuff. So our defense can have it. And, you know, we've got a lot of noise, the noise here at practice. And so it's starting to, you can see where some of the new players are swimming a little bit when signals start getting into it all. But we've talked about this week is about stressing them a little bit mentally. Stressing them mentally and seeing what they know and challenging some guys to get in their playbooks and learn what they have to do. There's some very talented players, but they got to learn what they're doing. But overall, I like the work. I love the way that they're working together right now. And thought we had a really good practice tonight. We came at night. Under the lights again, just creates a totally different game-like atmosphere. And when we come out here and we're doing all of our team stuff, it's really what we need right now. We can't get enough of that from now until the opening game. We spent a lot of time in the first week with the individual stuff and some of the group work, and now we're getting into much more of the team picture at practice and a lot more teamwork that we're getting. And there's some guys that are getting better. I've been pleased. We let some guys sit out tonight that have been getting a lot of work here in the last couple weeks and trying to give some of the work to these new players, and you can tell right now all of a sudden when they get thrown, they got to run with the ones. I mean, we're certainly a long way away from where we need to be, but we'll get a much better evaluation of where we are as a team after the scrimmage on Saturday.
This is the time when adversity starts to hit players in camp, and then you're throwing the fastballs at them because you got to prepare them for Oklahoma. How are you seeing the team respond to those things?
Incredibly well. I think it's a real testament to Kurt Hester and what these players did over the summer. I talked about that in the opening press conference on how impressed I've been with the shape that they came back in. Guys gaining weight, losing body fat, they're leaner, they're stronger, and it's really showing up in camp. We don't have a lot of soft tissue injuries right now. We don't have a lot of hamstrings and quads and hip flexors and that, and I think Coach Hester's done a great job of maintaining this with what we've done with them, with a lot of stretching and rolling things out and lifting during the course of camp. And it's a full day when these guys get over here in the morning, you know, when they get here at 7 o'clock in the morning to when we leave at 9:30 at night to go eat dinner. It's a long day for them, and I think that's really paid off for what part of that Coach Hester's spending in the weight room with them. And so we don't have a lot of injuries. We don't have a lot of guys that are missing a lot of time. I know a lot of guys are pushing through some bumps and bruises right now, and I appreciate that. And right now, knock on wood, we can just stay healthy, because we need everybody we can get right now as we're trying to put this thing together.
You've talked a lot about Coach Hester throughout fall camp, and you've been at numerous places, numerous programs, numerous levels. How does he compare to every other strength coach you've worked with?
You know, I think Kurt's really special. I think he's got such a great understanding of how the body works and what you have to do. He trains our athletes not to go to a weightlifting competition, not to go to a track meet, but to come play football. And I was a little bit, you know, I was curious when we came back how we were going to do. Everybody passed the conditioning test, and it's just, like I said, if you don't have that, you're sitting here in 2-a-days right now with the amount of work and the workload that we're putting on these guys, and you get a lot of pulled muscles, you get a lot of those type of things, and we haven't had that. And like I said, I think Kurt is really good at what he does, because I think he does such a great job of lifting and training them for the function of what they're going to have to do out here on the football field.
You mentioned you sat a couple guys out, let them get some reps with the one. I think most notably that was at quarterback. How are you seeing those? Obviously, you mentioned the other day you've got a separation between the two groups, but the group of three, how are you seeing them just try and distinguish themselves right now?
Well, we've talked about, I mean, right now, Cody and Ryan are really, obviously, from an experience and maturity standpoint, are farther ahead than the others, with Taylor being out of football for the last 2 years, and then with the two freshmen coming in for the first time. And we've thrown all of it at them. You know, we haven't pulled anything back from them. And so with those guys getting the bulk of the reps to this point, we sat them down tonight. We're getting some arm soreness and some things like that. And so we sat them down, and we also wanted to see where we were with the young guys. And I think Taylor is really, I mean, he's really stepping up, obviously, as a senior and a guy that's been in college. And you're dealing with the difference between a guy that's 22 years old and a guy that's 18 years old. And it makes a difference, and it's showing up out here. I think those two young guys are really talented. But right now, there's a couple times they've got smoke coming out of their ear holes in their helmet. You know, there's a lot of thinking going on when they're on the field. And it just goes to show, you know, how hard it is, especially at that position, for a quarterback to come in as a freshman and play right away. And if we were to play with either one of those two, we'd really have to reduce some things down, you know, and simplify what we were doing so they could go out and they could really use their talent, you know, because of where they are mentally right now. But this was an educational day for us and for them to get those quarterbacks as much work as we did. And I think it was good. And I'm excited, you know, when we go back over to Shreveport tomorrow, when we go over to Shreveport, we'll have an hour of practice and get those upperclassmen back in it, because it does make a difference at the quarterback position when you have an experienced guy back there.
Speaking of Shreveport, talk about the importance of taking the team over to Shreveport for a practice and then also meeting the fans over there.
Well, Shreveport is, you know, it's an hour away, and it's such a big part of what we do with our fan base and the number of alumni that we have over there. And so rather than making them come here as they do so many times during the course of the season, we wanted to take the Louisiana Tech football program to Shreveport. And so we're going to go over there and spend a day over there, have a practice that's going to be open to the public, that will be a shorts practice, but give them the opportunity to see some of the talent that's running around the field and create a little excitement for the football season coming up, but also to have the opportunity for some of those people to get close to these players and to get to know them, because they see their numbers and they're wearing a helmet. Now all of a sudden to see them with a jersey on and without a helmet and get an opportunity to interact with the players and talk to them and get autographs and pictures. Fan Fest is always a fun day, and we're going to go over there and do that tomorrow and then have the opportunity to do it right here for the people at Ruston and all the loyal supporters we have in this area here at home on Saturday at 6 o'clock.
There's also value to the players in doing that as well.
There is. I think the players get a lot of value from having the opportunity to meet the fans and to see how the fans love this program and what this program means to them, and so many alumni that have graduated from here and have such great pride in this university. And to get a chance to get around them and talk with them, I think it's rewarding for our players as well.